And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com and on Facebook and, of course, podbean.com. It's Justin McPatches here at Treasure Coast Freak Show. It is an amazing event. A lot of stuff going on. Love cons. Go to cons. Support cons. Please go and support things. It's pretty awesome. But I am here with a man who put on many cons so far that I've heard about. I've seen on Facebook advertising is just insane. Every other post, it's a good thing. We want that. This man is definitely a marketing genius when it comes to this, and he has a lot of cool events. So I'm going to let him speak as well. But we got Irving here from UltraCon and, of course, GeekFest and all kinds of other. He's got so many. I'm going to let him name them off for you as well. How's it going, Irving?
I'm doing fantastic. How's you are doing?
I'm good.
You know what? I just want to thank you for having me here at your show and being part of your
podcast.
He's good. He's getting it. And I'm over here at a friend of mine's convention at Treasure Coast Freak Show. And I'm a vendor. And at the same time, I'm over here promoting Geek Fest Florida at FAU University. March 26th and 27th. Now, mind you, students are going to be free, totally free. Nice. All FAU students, alumni, everybody goes to this show for free. Now, besides having a free show, we're going to have comic books, video gaming. We're going to have Microsoft sponsoring some of our gaming tournaments. Nice. Okay, we're going to have cosplay contests, anime collectibles, superhero, and we're going to have an amazing rave party. Now, number two. We're going to have Larry Hama, one of the creators of G.I. Joe.
Nice.
He's one of the big, like, what Stan Lee is to Marvel Comics, this man is our Stan Lee for G.I. Joe. We also have Brian Muir, you know, flying down from the U.K. He's a sculptor of many, many, many movies. I mean, he's like 74 different movies. He did the arc for the Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's the one that sculpted Darth Vader, the Stormtrooper, the Doc, 3CPO. He's involved with all the Harry Potter movies, James Bond, Aliens, Sleepy Hollow. I mean, this guy, his repertoire is just totally, totally amazing. And he's going to be part of our event. And like I say, I'm very proud to announce that we're having a very, very successful, a lot of people, our ticket sales have tripled from what we did last year. So we're doing something right. And I am proud to be part of Geek Fest Florida. And just want to let everybody know also, in the fall, UltraCon of South Florida will return with MMA, cage fighting, boxing, and also a taste of a Comic Con. So we'd like to see you all there. You could visit our website at www.ultraconofsouthflorida.com.
Thank you, Irving. So you got that going on. So you're down in the Palm Beaches and further south from Miami all the way to Palm Beach with Boca and everything else, FAU. So what is it about that area? I mean, you probably live there, so that makes sense. And I'm from Jupiter in West Palm myself originally, and I love South Florida. Treasure Coast I like too because it's quiet, but I like South Florida for the atmosphere being busy. What is it about those areas that where you're like, okay, this is the place to do conventions and this kind of thing?
Well, Boca Raton is like a city on its own. And bringing a Comic-Con to them, to their university, is something unique that nobody else has done. You know, and it's a broader look because there's a lot of people that go to this college and they have no clue. All they go there is study, exams, and the whole nine yards. And then, you know, branching out and being part of our event is like a little escape for them. And that's what we offer. You know, we offer entertainment. We offer just about everything. We have panels, workshop. And that's what we do there in Boca. We also did, this last year, we did an event at the Adrian Arch in downtown Miami. We did UltraCon Presents, you know, an event over there at the Adrian Arch, which was a totally free event for everyone. We had over 4,000 people go to that event,
nice,
which was huge. And then I do my events also at the Broward Convention Center, and I do it at the Palm Beach Fairgrounds. So, you know, we have quite a few events going on. Quite a few, I could say. And like I say, I love what I do. I've been blessed that God has put me, you know, in his world and let me do something that I love to do. I'm a big kid. I love what I do. I do it with passion and a lot of love. And like I say, entertainment is what I love to do and what I like to offer, you know, all my attendees. So like I say, this, you know, sky's the limit, and we'll continue continue to improve. And, you know, if there's anything that has not been done, we're going to be one in there that's going to try to do it.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that sounds really good. And I'm really happy that we have so many events down in this area so we can go to these things a couple times a year. And that's awesome. And I think it's cool because the geeky, air quotes, culture is now because of the successful the Marvel movies and DC TV shows like Arrow and Flash, and now the DC big movies with Superman versus Batman. Yeah, and Deadpool. It's just everybody's like, oh, okay, cool. This is, you know, and the cosplayers that blew up. I remember when that was like just a thing, you know, kind of thing, and now it's huge.
Well, when I used to do my conventions back in the 90s, back in 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, my convention used to be called the Super Toy Show. Mind you, cosplayers, people dressing up, you would see a Batman. You would always see a Spider-Man.
Darth Vader.
Okay, you would occasionally see one Darth Vader, a Stormtrooper. And let me see who else. You would see Wonder Woman. That was it.
The Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, occasionally, yes. Yeah. But it was very, very... The community back then was extremely small. Why? Because people were more into action figure collectibles.
Right.
Comic books, things like that.
Internet wasn't what it is.
No. It's not. No, there was nothing. Everything was published by AFN, toy collectors. It was a lot of different marketing as it is now.
Legos.
Yes, exactly. It's a lot of different marketing time. I mean, everything was done through the newspaper, and it was different. I mean, I loved it. Those are the golden days of collectible toys.
How do you feel about it now for collecting as opposed to then? Now everything's online. You eBay it.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think
it has
now?
Changed 100%. I mean...
Better? Worse?
It took the fun out of going to stores and finding a hot find. Going to different stores. Oh, look what I found! And just calling your friends up.
Like the video store being gone now. Like the fine of going to like a Blockbuster.
Yes.
And DVD or videos on sale.
I'm a big collector of that. I mean, I have in my collection of just DVDs, maybe 2,000-3,000 DVDs.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, VHS. My son told me, "Dad, when are you going to get rid of it?" I said, "No, it ain't happening." And it's not going
to
happen.
Watch it to the tape goes real, real, real.
Yes, exactly.
Vinyl made a comeback.
Which one?
Vinyl. Records.
I know. I'm seeing that.
It's huge.
Yeah, and that is great.
And so I think what the appeal of what you guys do is kind of the nostalgia factor.
Yes.
I was a kid. Like, you have a lot of cool action figures, toys, wrestlers.
Yes. LJN. LJN.
I grew up with those figures.
That's awesome, man. So, like I say, like I tell you, you know, I'm a big kid that I enjoy my work, what I do. Entertainment, conventions. I love what I do. And like I say, as being also not only a toy convention promoter, but also a toy collector. I've been doing this since 1977.
Wow. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the guy that's on TV, Jordan Hasbro, Jordan Hembry, the toy collector? He was on Travel Channel.
Oh, Toy Hunter.
Yeah, Toy Hunter.
Yeah.
That guy's pretty cool. You remind me of that. Here, like, cause nobody like now is like, toys. All like, listen, I got toys.
Absolutely. So I mean, they tried getting me on the show three different times. Yeah. But the thing is, like, you know, the only thing I don't like is that when he goes to a certain house, he makes people look like they don't know.
Oh, and you know.
And I know. And that's the problem.
You know what you're... You know
exactly. I mean, I have prototypes. I had one of a kind. Cool. You know, I have a lot of prototypes. And this guy is not going to come to my house. Oh, look what I found. This, you know, and try to make you look like an idiot.
Like,
yeah, no. No. I've seen his show, and there's some stuff that he didn't even know what it is that I know. Pedal cards. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time.
That's
you know?
Cool,
I mean, being my first convention I ever went to was in 1986.
Which convention was that?
Wow, that was in New York.
What was it? Was it the New York Comic Con?
It was It was a small show, medium show in New York, and that's the one I went to. I mean, if I tell you the name, I totally forgot, but it's been that long. It was something pretty cool.
And then now you're like...
Exactly.
I've been there. My first
con was about 2012, Spooky Empire. And my girlfriend at the time, Nicole, who hosts this show as well, was like, I'm doing a vending thing. Do you want to come with me? And I brought my radio stuff. And I'd never been to a con before. And I grew up with comic books and stuff and horror movies. I just never really had the money or went to a con. I was like, holy hell, this is the most amazing thing I've ever... There's an actor there. Oh, my God. And they were like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, ah! And after ever since then, I've become like the local kind of con guy with the radio shows and going to PalmCon, coming to this now in my backyard. That's amazing. So I love cons. I think it's very cool. Especially I like the big ones. I like the small ones. I like different size ones for different things. And you guys got cosplayers and you guys got games. I'm an old school gamer. I like D&D. I throw some dice, man. Get some LP and experience, and I'm good to go. And then I like that kind of stuff. Magic's made a comeback kind of thing. Comic books.
Gathering was down. Yeah, Pokemon
Yeah, no, Pokemon has been something that has never died down. I mean, I remember when I started buying Pokemon cards for my son. I mean, I spent maybe $4,000 or $5,000. Yeah, buying stuff from. I mean, he has a collection. You know, he doesn't talk about it, but he has a huge Pokemon collection.
We're gonna out him.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge. I mean, holograms, maybe have 200-300 holograms. Yeah, Charizard, we have maybe 10, 12, 15 of them. I mean, it's just the way we collect. He liked it. You know, he's a good kid. You know, he's always been a good kid. I'm very blessed to have my son. My son's my right hand besides being vice president, you know, of UltraCon. I mean, I've been blessed that I brought him up in the world of collectible toys.
Cool.
And he loves it. You know, I have an older son. His name is Irving also. Both of my boys are named Irving. And he says that I took all the fun out of toys. Aww. Because I bought so much of it.
Yeah.
So much, so much.
You got a Technodrome?
Yeah, man. Good. Yeah, loose. Not package, loose. Incomplete. No. See, incomplete. I have also the blimp. Okay, I have the blimp. I have the
Ghostbuster house?
No. I have figures of the Ghostbusters, but the Ghostbuster Firehouse, I never got into that, man. Really? I did get the figures. I have some carded figures of the Ghostbusters from back from the time, but I never.
That's awesome. That's just so everybody knows, he's got the Adam West Batman theme on his phone, which is awesome because that was the show back in the day. So that's very. I don't even care that it went off. I'm glad it went off because it's like, you know, they just got that box set out finally on DVD. Like they finally got the rights all together. Yeah, and it's like $200, but it's worth it because that was like a great show.
Yes, it was.
Because
people were going, Batman wasn't dark. I'm like, that time period, Batman wasn't dark at the time. He didn't get darker until after The Dark Knight Returns and a long Halloween, and then he went to the Michael Keaton type Batman and Batman we know now. So the Adam West show was Julie Newmar. Oh my God, I would be climbing walls, man. I'd be like, and the tension with her and Adam West, you could cut it. Like you know, there's something going on with those two. Julie Newmar, sex, just sex appeal. That whole show was awesome. It was a fun, campy, ridiculous '60s. Everybody's on drugs. Who cares? Have fun show. And so I'm glad you have that. That's awesome. So. Let's talk real quick before we go about. We got Geek Fest coming up, and then that's
27th. Geek Fest floor is going to be March 26th at 27th once again at FAU at the end of this month in 3 weeks? 3 weeks' time. So that's going to be something to really look forward to. Like I said, we have a lot of events. We have a huge rave party. I'm talking about Mammoth. We're going to have burlesque.
Nice.
Dancing, so some it's a little bit of everything. It's going to be very entertaining.
And a cosplay contest?
Oh yeah, it's a huge cosplay contest.
I saw the flyers for it.
Oh yeah,
Nerd Bunny.
Yeah, Nerd Bunny is going to be hosting it. She's awesome,
October.
Nerd Bunny. I mean,
nice.
Danica, Ellie, Marie.
Cool.
I mean, those three girls are just amazing, and they've been to my last 4 UltraCons.
Very cool.
And the last couple of Geek Fests also.
So don't miss it.
Oh, absolutely. You can't miss this event, I tell you.
I'll probably be there. Hell, let's go. Everybody go.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, my friend. Hey, thank you for having me, and hopefully we could be back again. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, definitely. Everybody give it up for Irving and UltraCon and GeekFest. It's going to be awesome. If you're into comic books and that genre as far as conventions go, I'm more of a horror guy, but I do love comic books and stuff as well as Adam West. So definitely go. It's going to be awesome. It's down in South Florida. Go to Boca. Go to FAU. If you're a student, you should go. It's free for you. You're a student. Go. Bring your friends. Bring a frat party. Whatever you want to bring, go. Everybody else, I'm sure it's probably not a very expensive show at all. It'll probably be a great price. Go. Hang out for the week and have a good time. Justin McPash is over out from Underground Horror Radio.